I don't think he's died, but he's an addict. And it's a thing that's just, he's a very close personal friend of Nelson's, and it's just
got into this point. Who is the rock and roller man? Who makes the calls for him?
John.
John, that's what I've been talking about quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. Well, basically,
incidentally, we'll talk to the.
Oh, the other thing, I want you to be the caller. Keep in touch with the mayor, isn't it?
phrase it that way, he'll probably tell you what the problem is, if there is one.
Yeah, I don't find that out very good. I go through this every day, figure out what the problem is before I go to the office. Get that figured out. But you guys are affectionate in my business. All right, George Romney did a good job yesterday.
I know, I'm saying,
housing market, pulled out like a champ.
Secretary Romney, please.
Hang up quick after you told him.
No, that's good, because that, we had him down and sat through an hour with him and got him all positioned, and he went out and did for one of the...
Just kind of do it in your fast way there. George, just wanted to know how great it was, and thank you very much.
See, this is cool.
Next week.
As long as we can keep him talking favorably about it, we're in good shape.
Well, I'll take it if he buys it before the other guy comes in.
Great, maybe all he is.
We will live in that Jim Lynn over there.
You're gonna have a different situation all the way around. I mean, you're gonna have Lynn, the Joey, the ball player. Weinberger's gonna be your man. Not for me, but for Congress. Remember that whenever there's a pounding or any rage, the issue is not spending, it's taxes.
Right.
Taxes, taxes. Vote.
Some of these will be 15-minute shots, some of them half hour, some of them hour, some of them 2 hours. when they do say cabinet meetings.
And follow, then you see you've got room for your cabinet meetings, for your quadriad meetings, for your NSC meetings. I've got to meet with the counselors from time to time. And the congressional meetings, and then the business group comes in, or labor group comes in, and so forth. We'll just go right down the damn line of this stuff.
Then afternoons
afternoons, your own meetings.
Yeah.
Taking and then getting
on your own. So you can call them in on your own initiative. What you're doing there is really giving up the period from 10 to 12:30.
Yeah. 10 to 1, actually, because I usually like to go to 1.
Well, we schedule, the last appointment should be scheduled at 12 o'clock.
That's right.
And it should finish about 12:30.
Have to get away.
And then you just give up that time to other people to take away from your initiative. It's being done to take care of all the other things. Then you've got the thing you want. You want John Conley some time, you want to spend some time with him, you have him come in at 3 and spend the afternoon or something if you want to, or John Mitchell, or if you want to get into a long session with Henry about something, you know your afternoon's clear to sit down and talk about it.
In other words, if you have to afternoon, I'll try to run the government. In the morning, I'll try to be head of state.
Partly that, but partly also the afternoon is conducted at your initiative. The morning, that 2-hour segment, the morning is that you're at their mercy. It's a reactive thing instead of an initiative thing.
Which isn't necessary. Some of that will be running the government too.
Darn right.
Some of it is essential.
It will.
Some of it is also good for me to.
Well, that's a reasonable length of time. You don't need more time than that. 8 hours a week.
Henry, it's really funny the way he called him. But if he gets you on the phone this time, you know, remember he missed you quite a few times before. But then he said, I just want to wish the president a happy birthday. And then, what did he say?
Well, he said, I don't want to
delay the government, so I'm not going to put it on myself.
He said, you'll be getting a message from me in an hour or so. A cable. But he said, and I don't want to get into it on the phone. But he said, the only reason really that I'm calling is that I wanted to wish the president a very happy birthday. And I wanted you to tell him that, and he said, I was going to call him myself, but I figured I should, it would be better not to show that I made a call to the president. And he said, just tell him that some of what he was hoping for his birthday may be coming to pass. Anyway, he said, I'll be here until Friday, it looks like, but no later than Saturday. And then I'll send a proposed schedule to you tomorrow of the scenario, how it will work. And he said the vital thing now is to keep the lid on all the matters that we discuss, and the cable that's coming in should be confined absolutely to the president only. And just, you know, you should tell no one now about it. And then he kind of talked a little bit in generalities and said, the only reason I really called was to wish the president a happy birthday, and if you would tell him that I wanted to express my deep gratitude for his letting me serve in this way. And it was an emotional kind of thing. He didn't say, well, we've got it, or, you know, anything like that at all.
Well, if it's five, he's got a breakthrough on that sort of thing. Basically, in other words, if what they say today,
then you have to be pretty
easy. We've got a settlement with them. Then we'll have to be on the line with it. Some of it's due. But on that, the only problem we have there is not telling him to go to hell. The problem we have there is whether the North Vietnamese can
not so sure. I don't think he put it out in the thought that he was putting out a story. I think he may have ginned up the story by his answers to somebody who's trying to explain the position.
Correct.
So,
what are we doing now?
Well, if you want to do it, part, the
and who does, for example, letters to editors and so forth and so on, thanking them for their editorials, which
well,
I think Herb does in that respect. Does that continue?
Herb should still do that on point where he does.
Anyone else that?
No, we'll do them for Herb's signature.
Who's we?
We do them out of the what was the post office, the Baroudi operation.
I see.
The attack group. The thing that's still not absolutely, that we don't have right yet, is the attack group. I was trying to check about that this morning. Still got to go at that.
I don't think he knows yet.
Nope, he does.
Who has the executive director?
I don't know, some guy that works for Mahoney. But that, you know, we'll give her the responsibility and work with her on how we put it together. The guys should have been working on it.
What is your feeling now about the, what I can do about the, trying to get off the floor here to write this, finish this thing? I can't really do it until I know what happens in these negotiations.
Nope. But you can go.
No, 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 I can't do the writing. I just can't do it. It's my, the tone, the temper, and everything's going to depend on how long, how this thing's sitting at the moment. You can only say very little about it. You would say to stay here when it gets back?
Yes, sir.
That's what I would say here.
I think you got to, I would just.
Well, no, no, I can't go far for it. The question is it worth considering going after it gets back?
Yep.
Or is that, I don't look as if I'm going off at the time?
Nope.
No, as a matter of fact, I could go down there, sit on a Saturday, couldn't I?
Well, if he comes back Friday, you can go Saturday. If he comes back Saturday, you can go Sunday.
If he comes back Saturday, just go back after I meet with him. That's what I meant.
Yeah, well, if he comes, well, it depends on when he comes back.
Yeah. Oh, I see, yeah. I see.
Maybe late, well, even late Saturday night.
If he comes back,
you
might have a meeting. Take him.
So you ought to come back up here Thursday. You don't have to come, no reason to come back before.
I don't think there's a meeting.
You don't have to, you're on Friday. You don't do anything till Friday.
Yeah. I think I could come back Thursday night. And I've got to come back here Friday.
Some ways it's not bad for you to be out of town. It eliminates any question of you're going to some of those other rinky-dink events, which you're not expected to, and there's no pressure on, there's no problem. But
and where I'm going to be, really, everybody will know that I'm there working on my inaugural and working on the
getting everything cleaned up, the pre-inaugural, all of your pre-inaugural work, the final stuff on personnel, the final stuff on the congressional messages, all that stuff. Because as soon as once the inaugural, and you've got to start your cabinet meeting and your leadership and all those things, and you go into your budget and economic and all that stuff that goes into cycle or in the State of the Union series. I don't think you have any problem at all in doing that.
Well, I think it would be a good thing for me to be, I think it would be a good thing for me to just get out for 3 or 4 days by myself. You know, and I'll have Rebozo down there in the evenings, and that's all I will do in the evenings. I'll have dinner or take a swim or what have you. But I can work during the day.
Get out and get some sun. You ought to get some sun and some rest because you're talking about the importance of looks. That inaugural period is a period where you do
the money of the election.
Well, you'll be on television a lot. See, there'll be television, close up television coverage. You'd be coming in and out of the concert and in and out of the balls. And yeah, of course, I'm in.
This will be a good time.
Inaugural address and the parade. People have a more intensive look at you during that period than really any time they have in a long time because of sort of a pack up.
Almost any time since Russia.
Sack up of
well, Russia night.
Right. Well, but even there, that was pretty
late.
Well, it wasn't very much. I mean, you were on for a few minutes, but here you'd be on with the speech, but you'll also, they'll be covering the activities, the parade. See, during the parade, for instance, they carry the whole thing live.
Yeah.
And they'll shoot you a lot of the time as the units go by you. It isn't just you coming down the street. The main picture is you in the reviewing
seat. And they'll cover those band balls that night. That'll be a big coverage in the morning show, and even the following night. And they'll cover the galas the night before.
Well, they're covering the balls live.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I guess they should. Sure,
they should. that's a big study. And it's probably late at night, so, you know, not super prime time, but it's interesting. It's the kind of stuff like the Miss America contest. People sit up and watch. Inaugural balls are a big thing. We're going to, unless you have any objection, probably the proposal's been raised and we're checking it out, but I don't see any problem with it. Let them have radio coverage of the church service on Sunday.
I've always thought we should.
I think it's a good idea.
Always.
It's an ecumenical service and it's a...
Sure. But we always, I have always thought that they should. I think that could always be done. Matter of fact, for all church services in the future. Why don't we? Or do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I'll get the money down. They're good. They're totally positive. There's no possible reason not to.
You know, we might as well get a little dividend out of that. We'll just simply say, well, like 30 to 12, we can cover that. Put the demand radio.
Fine too. I don't think we care whether